Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go out to Mike Price, Mike Preston from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. What's up, Mike?
What's going on?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Just said it's the first time these two teams have gone at it, with both teams at least four games over 500 since 2010, Mike. Some folks in Baltimore believe the rivalry isn't what it used to be, and whether you believe that or not, I think this game on Sunday will renew that rivalry with so much on the line.
Hey, Rob, I got a question to ask you, man. Where was my walk-up music, man?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. What was the walk-up music, Joseph?
Wait a minute. So I got my own. All right. You can hear that?
What is it here?
Beef and Shaft, man.
Yeah. Just play that walking around.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, you got to get out.
He's got a DJ behind him.
That's it. I'm going to start walking around with the Ric Flair theme song in a big-ass robe.
What's up, fellas? I'm just messing around. Hey, rivalry. Now, the Steelers, to me, when you have a rivalry that goes back and forth, the Steelers are pretty much own the Ravens lately. Get after them. I mean, for whatever reason, they just kind of have their number. Maybe this week it changes because, they're half a game ahead of the Ravens in the AFC North. The Ravens have a hot offense. Steelers' defense is very good. Pittsburgh's still trying to find their offense, and the Ravens are still trying to find their defense. So we'll see what happens. But, this one gets a little bit more spice to it.
Yeah, I would agree this year. It actually matters. Mike, we were talking about the Ravens pass rush earlier. Hard to believe, like fourth in the NFL. I mean, it's Giants, Broncos, Jets, Ravens. And like, it just, does it look that way to you?
No. You know, I go to the Rob Long school, all right? It's not about pressure. You got to bring them down. And the way these quarterbacks are moving around, running around, and I've written stories on that in the last 2 weeks about it's no longer the defense has a man advantage because the quarterback's in the pocket. These guys are running, so it's 11-on-11, and defenses are having problems coping with it. So I take that into consideration. You got to make the sack. You got to go out and bring these guys down. Pressure, everybody gets pressure these days, but these guys are running around making plays, and you saw it again last night, the same thing. So you got to find a way to tackle these guys.
What do you think we see with the Steelers' passing game against this passing defense that they're still working on?
Well, hey, man, if I were the Steelers, I'm going to throw deep. I'm going to go find Pickens and see what he can do, because they sure couldn't stop Jamar Chase on Thursday night. And I'm not saying Pickens is Jamar Chase, but, man, he can make some catches and he can go deep. I'm going to chuck it up. And you know what? And Russell Wilson reminds me of Joe Flacco. You know, a year ago when Joe was playing in Cleveland, he didn't care. He was just throwing it up. Boom, boom, bombs away. Did you see Russell Wilson last week? He did the same thing. He's like, I don't care. I'm going to throw it down the field and see what happens. He throws it early and gives his receivers chance to adjust to the routes as opposed to Joe. Joe just didn't care. I would test them deep. I would go along and see what they got. And I would pick on Brandon Stevens and find his number and say, we're going after you because everybody else does.
Hey, with Mike Preston from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Now, Mike, out of those seven losses, those eight games, you know, Lamar hasn't played in a lot of them against the Steelers, but even in the ones that he's played against the Steelers, he hasn't looked Lamar-like. What have they been able to do against him? And is he still that guy of that game plan that they used to use?
You know, I think what they could do is they can get pressure without blitzing and keep him in the pocket. And if you're going to beat Lamar, he does a lot of damage outside and kind of running around and buying time with his legs. Usually with the Steelers, they could keep him inside the pocket. And I remember the last time he played a couple years ago, maybe with 2 years ago up in Pittsburgh. Remember he had those two or three turnovers in the second half that turned that game around? And it wasn't because they blitzed him a lot. They were very disciplined and staying as far as lane integrity and keeping him right inside the pocket. And I think that plays a major part in their defense, and I think they're going to have some success with it again Sunday. They do it very well.
What about the Ravens' offense? I mean, obviously, you know, the most prolific offense in the league. Steelers have good defense, second behind the Chargers in points allowed. But how big a deal is Highsmith being out?
That's huge. I mean, because that guy has been playing well.
He has,
when he hasn't been hurt.
Yeah.
And he's that guy on the other side who can bring that. When you get the two guys on the outside, those linebackers or defensive ends, whatever they want to be called these days, and you keep him inside, that's a great thing. I get these questions about him and what's going on with the knee, ankle, whatever, because he's missed games and then he's played, come back, played well, and then he's out again. You know, I'm wondering if he's ever going to be 100% or 90% again for the rest of the season. But if he doesn't go, that's a huge loss for them because he's part of their contained package with Lamar Jackson.
Mike, there's a big problem just talking about, you know, we got this matchup with Pittsburgh. Why do they put French fries on sandwiches? It doesn't make sense to me.
Because they're crazy. You know, you can just go up there and get anything. I mean, and we've done that. I mean, they put, like, coleslaw on bread with all of this meat, and there's so much meat that it takes you a year to digest it for your system to digest it. But they do that kind of stuff because it's Pittsburgh.
And by the way, I love Primanti Brothers. There's one by my house.
Oh my gosh.
But I won't. I order. I never put the fries on the sandwich. You know, like I hate.
Don't you have
fries.
To?
No. What? You can get them without.
You can.
Yeah. You can get them without.
Yeah.
You got to try it. Have you tried it, Jeremy?
No.
You got to try it.
I know I won't like it because I have a thing. I don't eat fast, and I hate cold French fries.
You're the slowest eater I know.
Yeah. So I know I would hate it. I hate cold fries. If my meal comes out, I eat all my French fries before I touch anything else.
I order acai bowls like twice a week. And he always gets one. By the time he's like a quarter way through it, it's melted.
I'm drinking it with a straw.
Yeah, it's melted. It's purple water.
That's nasty, man.
Mike, you got a score for this game for us?
I think Ravens win 24-21. Rob, I'm just not sold on the Steelers yet.
Me either.
I mean, I watched them play last week and kind of get a little bit of a heads up on how they're playing. I don't think their offensive line is extremely good. I think the Ravens can attack and run right at them defensive line-wise. I mean, they're not there yet. Can they get there? Oh, I don't know. And Patrick Queen talks a good game. Well, let's see if you can back it up, big fella, because this is what it's all about. It's right here. Showtime is at your door. Ravens, Steelers, you left, talking all of that smack this week. Well, let's see what you got Sunday.
Pat Ricard puts him on his back this week.
Hey, Pat Ricard puts a lot of people on his back every week, man.
Mike, thanks a lot, my friend.
All right.
We'll talk to you on Monday, buddy.
Enjoy the game.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.